Welcome to the March 11th recording of the CASB School Board Advocate with Matt Cook, CASB's Director of Public Policy and Advocacy. The School Board Advocate recordings are available when the School Board Advocate is published, and right now, that is the second and fourth Friday of every month. Please make sure to check out the digital version of the School Board Advocate to access information available through links. We hope these recordings help you to move forward in your advocacy efforts. The recordings are available to members on CASB's website under the Advocacy tab. Take it away, Matt.
Thank you, Leslie. So the General Assembly is exactly, or just a little bit more than halfway done with the session. As many of you know, there's 120 days for them to do their work. That includes weekends and holidays, and they just passed day 60. So what's left to do? That's what we talk about in the School Board Advocate for this week. So we give you a little preview of what we think is coming down the pike for school funding. As you know, the state has to pass what's known as the long bill, which is the appropriation that keeps the whole state running, and then they pass a separate school finance act. And so we anticipate that the long bill will be finished around the 21st of March, and then it will be over for debate in both the House and the Senate probably the following week. As many of you know who follow the legislature, though, nothing is carved in stone. And one of the things we're talking about is exactly this and what all is left to do. So the JBC and the interim school finance committee have done a couple of things that will be pretty significant. We've talked about this before, but we bring it up again that there's the possibility for a fairly significant buy down in the budget stabilization factor. And then, of course, the interim school finance committee passed a bill to add some additional money for special education students, which is a big one. And then on top of that, there is an additional bill working its way through that would add some money for the at-risk factor. Students currently are mostly categorized under free and reduced lunch. This would be a more comprehensive measure of what it means to be at risk. The other piece that we talked briefly about is the March quarterly revenue forecast. That will be important because that will happen just shortly before the JBC wraps up the budget. The big thing people are looking at there is inflation. Obviously, inflation is a big part of the school finance calculation. And as many of you know, who have bought groceries or gasoline or just about anything, inflation is running very, very high right now. So lots to see and lots to think about over the next couple of weeks as we rush to get the School Finance Act and the state budget through the process before the end of the 120 days, sometime around the middle of March generally. So there's some good information in the School Board Advocate, including a breakdown of the JVC's staff presentation on school finance, some numbers that will help you understand some of that, and then we will also have legislative updates as we get ready for the March revenue forecast, and then obviously whatever the JVC finally sends across the street for the School Finance Act. Speaking of school finance, CASB hosted one of their webinars on school finance. This is the first part of that, School Finance 101. Tracy Rainey with the Colorado School Finance Project and Glenn McClave, superintendent of the Platte Valley School District, walk through some of those basics. So we have lots of new board members who are CASB members as well. This is a great resource, and I believe we've got another one of these coming up that will be part two. So I would encourage you to head over to the CASB website, casb.org. The recording is available as part of your membership. And then also if you want to register to listen in on the webinar as it moves forward, that will be on March 31st from 3 to 4 p.m. So head on over to the CASB website, register for that, and then also check out the School Board Advocate if you have additional details. The final bit of news to share with you in this edition of the School Board Advocate is a group of public education advocates coming together on the Great Schools Thriving Communities has gone to the State Title Board with four initiatives to put some additional money into Colorado schools without raising taxes. And I think that's the interesting thing with all four of these questions. As many of you know, the state economy has recovered much more quickly and more robustly than some others. And as a result, we are anticipating Tabor refunds right around $1 billion. And so this is an attempt to use some of that money that's already collected, and depending on what question is the one that gets approved, different ways to add some additional money. So we walk through some of those questions. It's very complex, like everything related to school finance in Colorado. There's lots of variables in that. So I encourage you to take a look at the School Board Advocate. Also click on the link to Great Schools Thriving Communities, and they have additional information on what those ballot initiatives look like. So the State Title Board is the group that approves if a ballot question meets all the parameters, single subject under one bill title, and those kind of things. So once the title board has ruled, and if we know if any of the four have made it forward, we will include that in our legislative update as well. So Leslie, lots going on. It's going to be a busy next 10 weeks or so as the legislature gets finished up, but we are ready and willing and looking forward to getting things done and hopefully getting some additional money for Colorado classrooms to help our CASB members do what they can for kids.
Thanks, Matt. And I want to share two other things that are occurring this week. We have our Rural Board Members Roundtable on Tuesday, March 15th. One of them is at noon and the other one's at 6 p.m. And you can register for those on our website. They're not recorded. It's a time for rural board members to discuss really anything you want to. And then this Thursday, March 17th, is our CASB Board President Cafe. Again, not recorded. The topic will be on superintendent evaluations, and you can register for this on our website. Again, these are not recorded. And then Matt already shared the March 31st, part two for school finance. Tracy and Glenn will be sharing about the March revenue forecast. So this wraps up the March 11th School Board Advocate, and look for the next recording on or around March 25th. And until then, have a great week.